better. Okay. So my camera ran out of batteries when I was filming, and I walk inside and Jessica, at the perfect time, shows up with keto chocolates. What is this?
Super simple recipe that I like.
Super simple.
Super. I mix cacao butter with cacao powder. I sweeten it with Lakanto, and I add a pinch of salt and a little vanilla extract.
Just a basic chocolate recipe.
So simple.
Don't you have chocolate recipes on the website?
There's loads of them.
Did you put any in the books?
Yeah.
One? The Ketogenic Edge Cookbook?
No, they both have chocolate flavored recipes.
Well, I mean like for like chocolates.
This one, yeah, it's a keto dark chocolate is in the Ketogenic Edge Cookbook.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of baked good like brownies and cakes with chocolate, cupcakes also.
And what's it sweetened with?
Lakanto.
Which Lakanto, the golden or the classic?
No, the classic.
Golden. What about the maple? Have you tried the maple in chocolate yet? Or is it too runny? Because it's like a liquid.
I think I tried, but I can't remember.
The Lakanto maple flavored syrup.
Yeah.
Which one is, are they all the same?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Let me try one. Whoa!
One of my favorite chocolate recipes that's on the blog is the mint chocolate.
Wow. They're nice.
Yeah.
I think you got the perfect level of sweetness now. They're not too sweet. Before, they're a little too sweet. Wow. Low-carb junk food. It was inevitable. Now it's here. And it seems to be everywhere. When I first started keto, there wasn't really much as far as processed foods go that were keto-friendly. There were Quest bars, you know, the healthy bro version of Snickers bars, which are made with maltitol, and now they use allulose, which is super disruptive to the gut. And of course, loads of soluble corn fiber, courtesy of Monsanto, drenched in glyphosate. You know, obviously, I'm not a big fan of these low-quality junk foods that are birthday cake-flavored, shit like that. But now, it's absurd how many products are being pushed out there to tap into the burgeoning low-carbohydrate market, the burgeoning keto market. I have a client that sent me an email the other day that had some low-carb ice cream, and I think she said it was Breyers, everybody's favorite ice cream company, is now making low-carb versions of their ice cream. Now, I didn't look at the ingredients, but I can guarantee you that this is not going to be keto-friendly. Sure, some companies can play games with their net carbohydrate count, just like Quest does. You can make it look like your carbs are super low through using stuff like soluble corn fiber and all these other shitty-ass ingredients that I don't want to put in my body and that I wouldn't want to feed to my dog. But this Dreyer's ice cream is supposedly low carb. This client ate it. It even fit within her macros for the day. But she knew it wasn't what she should be doing, because I teach all my clients to eat a nutrient-dense whole foods diet. If you're going to eat something sweet, if you want sort of like a keto treat, it's far better to make it yourself. Right? We've got an entire book, The Ultimate Guide to Low Carb Baking. Now, this is not a book about keto junk food, right? But we've got recipes like a keto carrot cake that uses no sugar, no added carbs, just uses a natural sweetener, erythritol with monk fruit extract. Now, you don't want to eat foods like that every single day. Obviously, you don't want to be making whole meals out of keto carrot cake, keto coffee cake every single day. But I'd far rather make that myself, to where I know what's going in it. I know it's high quality, nutrient dense, whole foods ingredients, and it's not just a bunch of weird net carb games being played that are gonna throw me off track and give me shitloads of cravings, right? So, every once in a while, we mess up, right? You're not perfect. And that's no excuse to go mess up more and more and more intentionally, but there's no perfect human diet, in my opinion. There's no one-size-fits-all. Everybody must be super strict keto, or everybody can have a little bit of leeway and do 95% keto and 5% whatever they want. There's no magic number. There's no magic template. Some people can handle a little bit more sweet stuff. Some people can handle more carbohydrates. And some people go off the deep end when they start messing around with the keto junk food, the Quest bars, the Breyers ice cream, and all of this filth that's being marketed now. All right, now you remember, since we were kids, since we were little children, we've been taking it to the face with this marketing crap. Remember all the little Saturday morning cartoons? What are the commercials for? They're for junk food. Pass the Sunny D, ma. Skate off on the electric rollerblades. You know, I mean, these are the foods we grew up with. Lucky Charms, McDonald's, Burger King. We are primed. Our psyches have been formed, in many cases, by marketing. So of course, when we see, you know, low-carb ice cream, something like that, it almost gives us this sense of like psychological comfort, right? Because we grew up using those foods as comfort. We've got to take control of that situation, though. We've got to understand what's actually going on in our minds and in our physiology when we do eat these foods. So when you're eating this low-carb, so-called low-carb ice cream from Breyers, first of all, realize that these net carbs are probably complete BS. They're probably using all kinds. I mean, look at the ingredients, right? Using maltitol, allulose, all these weird sweeteners. That sweet taste, when it hits our palate, still makes us want to eat. So if you're going to eat these foods, first of all, understand portion control is crucial. Second of all, don't count net carbs on your Quest bars or on keto junk food prepackaged crap. Don't count net carbs. Count total carbs on that. That'll be helpful for people who are going to eat a little bit of these keto junk foods and then try to be, you know, on track most of the time. Now, for most people like myself included, I'd recommend staying away from these junk foods, right? If you want to eat something sweet, make it yourself. Make your own chocolate. Use 100% cacao. Sweeten it with a little stevia. Or if you don't like stevia, which I don't like stevia, use erythritol, the natural sweetener, like Lakanto, which that's our favorite keto sweetener. Lakanto, which is basically just erythritol with monk fruit extract, zero glycemic, doesn't have crazy aftertaste, and it's a nice blend of those two to give us very subtle flavor. Not subtle, but a very smooth flavor without the aftertaste. And use that as like a one-to-one substitute for sugar. So we've got quite a few recipes in the Ultimate Guide to Low-Carb Baking. Let's show you how to use this. Show you how to make these foods yourself. Not junk food, but whole foods-based stuff. Like the keto coffee cake or the keto carrot cake that Jessica developed that we've shared on our website for free and on the channel here. It's far better to make your own stuff, to make your own chocolate, you know, than to go buy the junk food stuff from the store. So not everybody has to avoid these things like the plague, right? I mean, our level of insulin sensitivity comes into play. Our psychological proclivity to overeat, to use food as a drug comes into play. And everybody's at a different spot in their journey. There's no one size fits all. In fact, keto isn't perfect for everybody. But if you're doing a ketogenic diet and your goal is fat loss, especially in the beginning, you want to avoid these sweet things, right? If you're starting out a ketogenic diet, you don't want to be making keto carrot cake every day. You want to be sticking to whole foods, nutrient-dense meals that you prepare yourself. Stuff that doesn't come prepackaged. Stuff that you assemble and prepare yourself. That's why our first book that we made that came out about a year ago, which we finally have in print, the Ketogenic Edge Cookbook, a training manual for low-carb, ketogenic, and paleo cuisine. That's why we made that book, to train clients to be able to make their own food at home. We basically made the book that we would have wanted when we first started out keto. We've got an entire section on how to use organ meats, which are the most neglected parts of the animal, and some of the most nutrient-dense and beneficial parts of the animal to eat. And one of my favorite foods that I ate every single day for months, Jessica's recipe, Mama's Best Meatballs. You can find that one in the Ketogenic Edge Cookbook. We like to use 100% or sometimes 50% beef heart in those, and it's just incredible. Eat nutrient-dense whole foods. Learn how to use stuff like heart, liver. Make your own food. Don't focus on the candy bars. Focus on building a solid foundation of habits that you can bring forward into the future so that when you do fall back into stress, when you are having a stressful week, when you're getting poor sleep, when you got a baby gnawing on your tits all night like Jessica, when you wake up in the morning, it's not like, oh, what am I going to eat? I'm just going to get a bagel or something. It's, oh, I know what to do. I'm going to make some eggs and they have some meatballs and some veggies. Whatever it is, or I'm going to make some of these keto flatbreads and make myself a little, like, I don't know, a little sandwich, a little fried egg sandwich with the keto flatbreads and avocado. The keto flatbreads recipe is available on our website too, and that's in the cookbook as well. But it's all about the habits that we form. When we form a solid foundation of habits, we don't have anything to fall back on other than those good habits. And it takes time. I mean, it takes about 21 days to rewire our brain, to rewire our physiology into a new habit or movement pattern. It takes repetitions. Just like growing muscle, growing strength in the foundation of our new dietary habits takes repetitions. So if you got off track, if you ate some keto junk food and you felt like shit, even if it fit into your macros, understand this. They're playing games with the net carbs. Count net carbs when it's whole foods that you made yourself. You're going to eat the Keto Quest bar or whatever else crap food you're going to put in there. Don't count net carbs. Do total carbs. Also, for most people, just avoid them like the plague, especially in the beginning. And if you're going to make your own, or if you want to have a treat, if you want to go to a potluck or something, if you're going to a party, you know, we just came out of the holiday season. Making your own foods, your own keto-friendly foods, can be a real game changer as far as staying on your diet and still having a treat now and then, but also baiting other people into maybe asking you about your diet. Right? It's so much better to have somebody ask you, hey, like, I've been seeing the results you've been getting. I've been seeing your mood improve, your cognition, your clarity seems to be much better, and you're better to be around. What are you doing? And you say, oh, well, you know, that's why I brought this awesome keto carrot cake to the potluck. Try this out. It's low carb, basically zero carbs in it. Still tastes great. And I eat foods like this. I'm eating keto. You know, it's a great conversation starter sometimes. But the foundation of the diet should be nutrient-dense, whole foods, not store-bought junk food. So keep it simple. We got to go back to the basics sometimes. When you're first starting out keto, get sufficient protein in. 0.8 grams per pound of your lean body mass. Fat is the energy source, and remember that fat can come from the plate or from the belly. We refuse to be what you wanted us to be. We are what we are.